The Guru and the Chela by the Ascended Master Kuthumi. The Bridge to Freedom Journal, May 1955. Chela. Beloved Master, what is the advantage of belonging to a group of life streams dedicated to spiritual service, when so often the frictions between individuals seem to hamper personal harmony and peace? Guru. Blessed Chela, in all spiritual development, the individual must make a voluntary choice, whether he will use his energies in collective endeavors or to attempt to ascend the spiritual path alone. The heart, not a sense of duty, must prompt such voluntary cooperative service. From time immemorial, there has been the conflict in the human breast between shunning cooperative endeavor in order to find personal peace, or serving a unified cause to give the spiritual strength of united energies for the good of the whole. The words of the Master Jesus express a cosmic truth. Where two or more are gathered together in my name or nature, there am I in the midst of them. The nature of the communal service will determine its efficacy to the individual and to the common good. Therefore, individuals who within themselves have not accepted this type of joint service will benefit little from communal endeavors and will, oftentimes, have a disintegrating effect upon the entire group. Beloved Master, would you suggest that the individual proceed alone until such time as he can harmonize with group endeavors? Blessed Chela, there is no more wonderful discipline of the lower self than to learn through participation in communal activities how to harmonize with the purpose of the group service and the individuals who form a part of such a group. No man knows his own strength and mastery until it is tested in actually mingling with other life streams imperfect as he himself is. However, as the individual consciousness blends into and becomes actually a part of the spiritual entity created for the purpose of worship and service, it is the obligation of each such member to bring to the group activity as much individual personal harmony, tolerance, understanding, wisdom, cooperation, enthusiasm, and faith as he can draw forth through his own personal application and contemplation of the God Presence. I can but repeat the words of a wise man who walked the earth. The habit and tonsure help but little, but the changing of life and the mortifying of passions make a person perfectly and truly religious or Christ-like. Beloved Master, is it true that individuals often harmonize with one particular type of worship and group of associates and find great personal aggravations and grievances with another? Blessed Chela, certainly. The ray to which a man belongs, the habits of religious worship through the centuries built into the etheric body, the race in which he is born, the background of his present earthly life, all of these are determining factors in the spiritual rapport among individuals. Beloved Master, should a man then continue to seek until he finds those with whom he feels this sense of spiritual rapport, or align himself with those whom circumstance has placed in his path? Blessed Chela, it depends upon the sincerity, development, and nature of the individual man. The course of the determined Chela is to bring himself into rapport with those with whom he is given opportunity to serve. The willful individual, seeking always the greener grass on the other side of the fence, must pursue his search until he finds that the peace, tranquility, and capacity to work with others, forgetting self, do not come from the actions and reactions of others, but are dependent upon his own reaction to internal and external aggravations. Beloved Master, individuals who find the presence of God and live in harmony without belonging to any communal group often seem more at peace than the congregations of spiritually intended people. Blessed Chila, this is true. One reason is that group endeavors draw more concentrated power and render a greater service to the impersonal life that requires redemption, purification, and salvation. The individual who offers to become part of such a magnetizing and radiating center voluntarily offers to take as part of his karma the reaction caused by moving the invisible forces that hinder man's progress. Each individual is a magnet drawing pure, primal life into the qualifying center of his own consciousness. Each individual is also a radiating center, emanating the qualified life so drawn. In unity, there is strength. When a group of individuals determines to draw more healing power, more protective radiation, more purifying currents into the atmosphere of Earth, the result of their cooperative endeavors is of necessity a greater benediction flowing from their blended energies than could possibly be drawn by one individual. Further, the spiritual hierarchy can more easily and with less expenditure of their cosmic essence nourish a group of individuals gathered together in God's name than they can when they must seek out each individual worshiper and tunnel through the lower atmosphere a channel for that benediction. This conservation of the energy of the Masters is greatly appreciated by us. Beloved Master, when an individual is not in harmony with a leader or speaker, what course should he pursue? Blessed Chila, he should pursue the course of the generous, compassionate, tolerant follower of Christ. The leader or speaker has offered, no matter how great his personal limitations may be, to create a focus of God-aspiring individuals through which two purposes are served. First, the individual student is stimulated by the enthusiasm, the inspiration, the strength, and the collective consciousness of those who are of like intent. The student is also the recipient of all the spiritual energies magnetized and drawn through the songs, invocations, decrees, and visualizations. Second, the Godhead and the Masters, the angelic host and the Devas are provided with a conductor through which their energies may be transmuted into the mental and feeling worlds of mankind who are not yet seeking the place of the Most High. Thus, such a leader renders a great service to God and to his fellow man, while attempting at the same time to work out his individual karma. If the teacher waited until he himself was perfected before sharing his knowledge, enthusiasm, faith, and spiritual light with his fellow man, we would have no representatives in the world of form. As soon as the teacher perfects himself, he ascends into a realm to which he has earned the right of access. Consider the teacher as a fellow student upon the path. Bless him. Pray for him. Love him for his courage to take on the karma of other individuals through such service, and raise the teacher by your love. Do not destroy him by your condemnation, silent or spoken. This is a mortal sin. Beloved Master, if an individual desires to serve God, it would seem that he could best do that by disciplining himself and, in the company of other like-minded men and women, attempt to perfect himself, at the same time participating in communal endeavors on behalf of the race. Blessed Chila, truly spoken. A long time ago, I wrote a few humble words which I would like to place before you again for consideration. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring thy light. St. Francis of Assisi.